This is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Well, this is not former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan. This is Wyatt Tomchek, who's normally behind the glass with us. Our final show of the year, Brendan is off in Mexico racing in the Baja 1000. But what started out at the Daytona 500 in February is all culminating in the desert here in Arizona in Phoenix for the championship race. We got four guys, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, all going for the championship. Wyatt, it's going to be an exciting week this weekend in Phoenix.
It's going to be fun, and you know, it's kind of the youth movement in NASCAR. Really, the only driver that has had a championship is Kyle Larson, but got a William Byron, Ryan Blaney with the big win at Martinsville. So I think every driver under 30, so it's maybe kind of a changing of the guard.
Oh, I think there's definitely a changing of the guard. There's no question about that. And I think seeing this youth movement, but you know, it's interesting. Ryan Blaney's been racing for a while now, and they still have, you know, he still has that YRB nickname, Young Ryan Blaney. I think that's just because, you know, his dad, Dave, raced for so long.
Well, it's kind of like Kyle Larson's not even 30 yet, but it feels like Kyle Larson's been in NASCAR for 15 years.
Well, and he's won a championship, going for a second one, something. You know, there's not that many guys that have multiple championships, so that would be a huge feat for him if he's able to do that, and given his youth, certainly the opportunity that he could win some more. But you mentioned the fact that Ryan Blaney won at Martinsville, so let's wrap up the Martinsville race from last weekend first. Ryan Blaney was an 11-1 shot to win that race, and which was a really incredible odd, I think, on that race, because if you looked at Ryan Blaney's last few races at Martinsville, he was one of the most consistent guys over the last 3 years at Martinsville, and he was clearly the class of the field, and there was nobody else really that challenged him.
Big win for Ryan Blaney. I think the more popular driver in NASCAR, I mean, when he won the Coca-Cola 600 this year, right, and ended a long losing streak, it was everybody has a special place in their heart for Ryan Blaney, and this is kind of, I think, my pick for the championship. The way Ryan is racing now, and think about it, Jeff, he went from having a good run at Vegas to saying, oh my God, I got disqualified, I'm in a lot of trouble, I need to win, getting the points back, and then, you know, he says, screw it, I'm going to go win the dang thing, and dominant race, he led four times for 145 laps, able to pass Eric Almirola. A big win. I think this is showing his growth as an elite driver in NASCAR.
Oh, I don't think there's any question, and certainly he can cement that legacy with a win this weekend in Phoenix. So looking at the numbers at Martinsville, mentioned that he was 11-1 to win. He was also a +350 for a top three, a +270 to win Group B. He brought Ford home as a victor at +220, and his only head-to-head matchup we had with him was against Kevin Harvick at -120. So no big return there on the head-to-heads. And if we look at our top 10, some interesting names that were on the board in the top 10. Eric Almirola, +850, finishes second. And then Denny Hamlin, heartbreak. He was a -135 for a top three. He was a favorite to win the race. He was solid all day long. He did. He ran well. He just wasn't as good as Ryan Blaney. Eric Almirola made one fewer pit stop than Denny Hamlin, or Denny probably would have finished second. But Denny finishing third in the race, he kind of did all he could do other than win the race. But, man, another year that Denny Hamlin is on the outside looking in.
I got to ask you, you think Denny Hamlin is the greatest NASCAR driver right now that has never won a championship?
You mean active?
No, just all time.
No, Mark Martin.
You think Mark Martin?
I would probably go Mark Martin would be number one, and then maybe. And I mean, and this is not going back to the old days. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Ricky Rudd, Harry Gant, both a couple of guys that I would probably put Mark Martin number one, probably put Denny Hamlin at number two right now. But I would put Mark ahead of Denny. And keep in mind, Mark finished second to Earnhardt several times when Dale Earnhardt was in his heyday. You know, Denny's not finishing second, and he's not finishing second to the same guys either. I mean, Denny didn't even make the final four here.
Yeah, I mean, was it the second year in a row that Denny has missed the final four? Because he missed it on
Ross. He missed it last year because of the Hail Melon that Ross Chastain did. So, again, yeah, Denny has certainly been one of the top guys who hasn't won a championship. But
And it was just really just cruddy luck for Denny. Had a good run at Homestead and part breaks. It's like, it's nothing. We joke that Denny always shoots himself in the foot on pit road, but this round you really can't say that, you know, he messed himself up. It was just kind of a racing deal where he hit the wall.
But what we don't know about the Homestead incident is, did Denny do something earlier in the race that precipitated that part breaking? He certainly ran Ryan Blaney pretty hard in that race. So who knows? I mean, you'd have to go back and probably look at the part a little bit closer to know. The rest of the top 10, too, though, some really interesting names. Chase Briscoe, another solid run at Martinsville, ends up with a fourth-place finish. Joey Logano gave Penske first and a fifth, two top fives there. Larson Bell, who already locked in. Chris Buescher also got eliminated this past week, but he knew it was win or go home. But two guys who probably needed a good run as much as anybody out there, Austin Cindric, Todd Gilliland, ninth and 10th respectively. Maybe that gives them a little bit of momentum going into the 2024 season.
Yeah, that was a huge run for Todd Gilliland and his team. But for Austin Cindric, that is big. We talked about him. He's probably the most disappointing driver because he is in a car that
somebody picked him to be the most disappointing driver this year.
That was you, right? Congratulations. Golf clap there. Yeah. But that was really important for him because, you know, he does have the Daytona 500 win. He does have that. They'll never be taken away from him. Look, you can walk around and say, I won the biggest race of the year, but he hasn't really done anything since that.
And neither will Derek Cope or Trevor Bayne or those guys. I mean, winning Daytona is great.
Yep.
But winning Daytona certainly does not guarantee any measure of success going forward after that.
And then I would like to say, tip of the cap to Chris Buescher and the season for him. I think he's got to look at that as a real positive, winning three times. And he won three different style racetracks, dominated in a couple of those. Made it to the final eight. I think the future is really high for him in RFK Racing.
Well, I agree. In fact, I think Chris Buescher probably the surprise driver of the year. And then the one other guy, I just want to kind of mention that did not make it through the next round, Martin Truex Jr. He may have had one of the best regular seasons to have the most disappointing playoff run that I can ever remember. Not a single top 10 in the playoffs.
That was unbelievable. And I think somebody, I think it might have been Gluck. I can't remember who tweeted it out, but the current standings now, Truex would be 12th in the points.
I believe that's correct.
He was that bad in the playoffs to where he was not getting.
He's not even in the 5 through 8, even though he made it that far. That's how poorly he's done. And there's been some other guys who, like Bubba Wallace, has run well every week, even though he got knocked out a little bit early. So, all right, well, we mentioned a championship field coming up, and that's who we've got. Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, and William Byron. Now, let's look at it real quick on the surface. William Byron, he's got the most wins of anybody out there. He's got 6 wins. He also, one of those 6 wins came at Phoenix International Raceway earlier in the season, the week after Las Vegas. Kyle Larson is next in line. He's got 4 wins. Now, in the earlier race this year at Phoenix, Kyle led over 200 laps of a 312-lap race. So Larson was really kind of the dominant car. He kind of faded. I know there was a late caution where William Byron was able to win the race. Ryan Blaney kind of snuck up on everybody with 3 wins, and Christopher Bell with 2. I think maybe some people come in surprised that Ryan Blaney actually got 3 wins this year because I think he did it in a very quiet manner.
Yeah, well, won the Coca-Cola 600, won that thriller at Talladega, and then picking the win here at Martinsville. So it's really spaced out.
And you're talking about 3 really, really different racetracks.
Yeah, and tough races as well because Coke 600 is, you know, the grinder, the grueler. Talladega, as we know, is a crapshoot. And Martinsville short track racing, I mean, we saw the Xfinity race. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, no, you're right. And they were probably fortunate that in the Cup race, because, you know, there was some different pit strategies there late, that race had a long green flag run to the end. Certainly benefited Eric Almirola because somehow he managed to make it to the finish. I'm not sure how he did when you had all these other drivers like Chase Elliott, Chris Buescher, and people like that who did end up having to pit. All right, let's take a look at what our final odds are going into this championship race. Kyle Larson, clearly the favorite at plus 150. William Byron, plus 250. Ryan Blaney is also plus 250. And Christopher Bell, who really does not have great success at Phoenix, comes in as the long shot at plus 330, heading to this one-mile track here in Phoenix.
I mean, looking at the stats from the Phoenix race in the spring, I mean, Byron finished first, Blaney was second, Larson was fourth, and Bell was sixth. I mean, if you say Christopher Bell hasn't ran well, but maybe that can kind of build him some momentum, having a good run in the spring, that maybe at plus money there, 330. Although, then again, you also want to say, you know, this race, the championship race, since it's been incorporated into NASCAR, nobody, a non-player driver, has never won it.
And I think part of that is because the guys that are not in the playoffs have got enough respect for these 4 guys that they're not going to race them hard. Now, look, if somebody's got the best car and they can go out and run away and win the race, they're going to go win that race. but that's not going to affect the championship. But I don't think you're going to see a Denny Hamlin or Martin Truex Jr. or Bubba Wallace or Tyler Reddick affect the championship. They don't want to do that. A veteran guy like a Martin Truex Jr., he's won a championship. He knows what it takes. The guys like Bubba Wallace, Reddick, those guys, they want to win a championship. They could be in this position next year. So I don't think you're going to see anybody try to affect the championship.
You think somebody looking for their first career win?
I don't think they will bump, move, or wreck a guy in order to win it.
Okay.
No, I do not. Okay. Now, I think if you're somebody trying to get your first career win and you've got the best car, if you're Todd Gilliland and you're out there running away from the field, then go run away from the field and let these four guys battle for second place and battle for the championship. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like somebody like Ty Gibbs, does he try to or does he kind of follow team orders and be like, look, let's get Bell up front and then kind of block anybody behind him?
I don't believe you're going to see that.
Okay.
I just think that there's enough of a respect level out there that I just don't see that happening. And taking a quick look at the Phoenix stats, Larson's got one win, Byron's got one win, Blaney's never won there. Bell, he doesn't even have a top five there. So he's certainly got his work cut out for
him. Well, now we know why he's the long shot out of these four.
Right, and I think that's completely mostly based upon the way he's done there in the past, right?
I would agree, yeah.
Okay, back on Gone Racing, start giving you the odds to win.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties. And they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Sorry, folks, this week no Brendan Gaughan. He's off racing in the Baja 1000 down in Mexico. Wyatt Tomczyk, who's normally behind the glass, sitting in on the front side of the glass this week as we talk about the championship race coming up at Phoenix International Raceway this weekend. It's going to be the fourth year that we've had the final race at Phoenix after having it at Homestead, Miami for quite a number of years. We were talking earlier about how the four playoff drivers have done at Phoenix, and really not a huge amount of success in terms of wins. But Ryan Blaney, he's got 10 top 10s and 15 starts there. Kyle Larson, 11 top 10s and 18 starts. William Byron, 6 and 11 starts. So those guys all have finished in the top 10 in more than 50% of their races at Phoenix. Even Christopher Bell has got 4 in 7 races. Bell has no top 5. So they've all had their own measure of success at Phoenix. But is there a chance that somebody that is not in the championship chase wins this race?
There is one guy, and one guy only, in his final race in NASCAR, Kevin Harvick, who has dominated Phoenix, who should have won at Phoenix, and the pit crew would have been 30 units down. Thank you, Harrison Burton, for spinning. That just set up the bad luck for us this year. But I got to think, in your final race, you want to go out as a winner. I don't think Kevin Harvick's going to, like you said, rough people up, but I think, if I got the best car, I'm not going to mess around and run fifth. I want to go out and win.
Right, but I think Harvick's either it's going to be win or run fifth.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying. Unless somebody has a problem, obviously, yeah. which could happen. Harvick's numbers are just incredible at Phoenix. 41 starts, 9 wins, 20 top fives, and 30 top tens. There was a time people used to joke we were going to call this Harvick International Raceway because of the way he's run there. But a number of other drivers have had their share of success there. Joey Logano and Kyle Busch each have 3 wins. Denny Hamlin's won twice. Truex has got 1 win in 35 starts. Elliott has a win there. The Kyle Busch and the Denny Hamlin numbers are just astounding. In 36 starts, Kyle's got 12 top fives and 26 top tens. Denny's got 16 top fives and 21 top tens, which it makes him not making the final four even more disappointing if you're Denny, because you know how much success that you've had at Phoenix. So there's a lot of veterans there. They've had a lot of success here at Phoenix. They're not running for the championship, but I'm sure they would love to win the race.
Oh, yeah, of course. You want to end the season on a high note. But like we said in the beginning, this is kind of the youth movement here to where you've got a lot of veteran drivers that are just going out to race. I kind of agree with your assessment that I don't think anybody's going to kind of mess around with these four championship drivers. Let them compete because these guys want to be in the same situation next year. Hey, NASCAR drivers, they don't forget. And if you mess with them one year, the roles can be reversed and make life difficult the next year.
I guess the one guy that doesn't really have to worry about it for next year is Kevin Harvick.
That is true. That is the only reason why I believe Harvick will try to win this race, because it's his final race ever in a Hall of Fame career.
But as I said, he won't rough anybody up to win it. Well, let's put it this way. He won't rough one of the four guys going for the championship up to win it. If he's battling Denny Hamlin, Truex, or one of those guys, yeah, he's going to run them hard because he is certainly. But he will not run those four guys.
Does Kevin have any beef with any of these four drivers? I'm trying to think this year.
Well, but I think Kevin respects the sport too much. Kevin's always been a clean racer anyway. Kevin's been a guy who, if he's going to bump you, chances are you probably roughed him up somewhere before that. So. Kevin's a clean racer there. Okay, let's start taking a look at our odds to win the race. No big surprise that the top four guys on the board are the four guys running for the championship. Kyle Larson comes in as the favorite at plus 165. Ryan Blaney plus 275. William Byron plus 320. Christopher Bell plus 450. And if you notice this, their odds to win are higher than their odds to win the championship, although I really think it's probably going to be these four guys running the top four positions. Then the numbers get very large. Kevin Harvick is 13-1. Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, and Denny Hamlin are 22. Martin Truex Jr. at 28. And then huge numbers. Chase Briscoe, 50. Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, 55. Ross Chastain and Chris Busch are 70. Ty Gibbs, 80-1. Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, two guys without a win this year, who have threatened to win all year long, 55-1. And, you know, those are two guys that could get out in front of these four guys, and then they don't have to worry about messing with them.
How many points am I down in the I might have to go with the Hail Mary here. But look, realistically, as a bettor, you're picking the four guys and that's it. And like you said, you might find better odds to win the race than technically the championship. And as we said, a non-playoff driver has never won the championship race. So it's really these four guys and the rest of these kind of throw it away. Although I am taking Kevin Harvick just so I have a Kevin Harvick bet in his last race. But really, it's the four guys.
Well, I've decided if I'm going to try one Hail Mary to catch Brendan. So I may throw one
that
out there.
That would be hilarious you pass Brendan on the last race.
I may throw one out there, so we'll see. All right, now the longer odd guys, and this is another number that really is kind of shocked me here. Bubba Wallace is 90-1 to win. Now Bubba's been running strong. I mean, he's been solid every week. He got so few playoff points that he was so far behind going into each round, really hurt him from advancing. And then everybody else is in triple digits. Eric Almirola, fresh off of a second place finish last weekend at Martinsville, another guy who is competing in his final race, or at least his final race at this level with this race team, is 130-1. Ryan Preece, Eric Jones, Daniel Suarez, and Alex Bowman at 250. Hosevar and Cindric at 400. Stenhouse, Dylan, Allmendinger at 500. And the rest of the guys in there are actually all over. They're 1,000-1 to win. Anybody, any crazy chance, anybody off this side of the board?
Well, we talked about Kevin Harvick in his last race. You just mentioned Eric Almirola. I mean, they used the pit strategy in the race at Martinsville to get a second-place finish. Maybe he tries to gamble and pick up a win. I can't tell. Is he retiring, or is he just not with Stuart Haas anymore?
Good question.
Okay.
I don't necessarily know that. He's definitely not with Stuart Haas anymore.
Yeah.
I could see him doing an Xfinity ride, a truck ride, you know, a way to wind his career down a little bit, but be home on Sundays with his kids. You know, I mean, we've seen guys, you know, kind of do that before. So not really sure exactly what his plans are for next year. I would imagine he'll be in something, but he certainly won't be back in this car.
So that'd be probably the only other one. Other than that,
And Alex Bowman, and it's his hometown racetrack. You know, he's Arizona guy. Does he?
He's on a 2024. He's on a 20. Most of these guys are on a 2024.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying hometown track sometimes, you know, might be able to get it going. Okay. Let's move on to our odds for top three. And top three, talking about some poor value. If you want a playoff guy, you're getting no value here. Kyle Larson, minus 280. Ryan Blaney minus 175, William Byron minus 165, and Christopher Bell plus 120. The bigger numbers here, Kevin Harvick plus 300, Reddick, Logano, Hamlin at 550, Truex at 650, Briscoe, Busch, Elliott, Keselowski all at 900, Chastain and Buescher at 11-1, and Ty Gibbs at 14-1.
Now, this is a market that I think you can kind of, you know, take a little bit of the long shots here, because as we said, I don't think guys are going to mess with the championship guys up in the front. But if you're struggling in third and fourth and you're just holding people up, like, I got to pass you, I could see, you know, why not on a Denny Hamlin at 550, a Tyler Reddick at 550, who finished third in the spring race, Brad Chase. I mean, why not? I mean, it's real good value, and you never know what's going to happen with these four playoff drivers where they might wreck each other going into a corner.
Well, and that could happen. You're right. I'm actually going to disagree with you a little bit. I think you got a better chance of getting one of these non-playoff guys actually winning the race, as opposed to kind of having a guy in the middle of all the group of playoff drivers. So I think actually, if you're going to pick him for a top three, it's really because you're picking him to win the race. I don't think you're going to see one of the non-playoff drivers finish second or third. I believe if a driver can win, he will go win. But if he can't win, he is not going to have himself in the middle of these guys. And if a guy's running fourth, let's say a playoff guy, well, he's not going to be holding the whole field up running fourth.
What about, say, like a Joey Logano or Denny Hamlin trying to follow team orders? You know, like, hey, slow the guys down behind you, help your guy win a championship.
You just don't see that as much in NASCAR. It's not a Formula One race, you know, where you see that. I just don't see that happen. All right, let's take a look at our longer shots for our top threes. Bubba Wallace also comes in at 14-1. Eric Almirola at 16. Priest, Jones, Suarez, Bowman all at 30. Josef Vaar and Cindric at 50. Stenhouse, Dillon, Allmendinger at 100. The other Dillon, Ty, along with Gilliland, Newman, McDowell, and Haley all at 200.
Well, I'm going to go back to what you said about Alex Bowman. If you're liking what Alex has done here at Phoenix, hometown track, he did finish ninth in the spring race. And you want a 30-1, hey, maybe. You know, if one's in on a high note, I could see that at a 30-1.
Well, and I think I'm probably back to kind of the way I was talking about the rest of the guys before. Yeah. I think, if you want to take a flyer on one of these guys to win the race, you know, maybe this is the week that Daniel Suarez puts it together or Alex Bowman puts it together, then I think it's fine to go take a flyer on them to win the race and get that really big return.
Is it tough to handicap, that these drivers might get in a wreck? Because we saw it last year with Chase Elliott and Ross Chastain.
Well, and we know that can happen at any time. I mean, accidents can happen. Yep. So, no, you're right. Okay, that's it for our odds to win and our top threes. We'll be back on Gone Racing. We'll give you driver head-to-heads, and we'll get into our group matchups when we come back.
This is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check out the Gone Racing podcast, free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup race. While you're there, catch up on every VSiN show as well. VSiN.com/podcast. I felt good.
Okay. That's the first time in the history of Gone Racing that someone other than me or Brendan, I believe, has probably read the promo.
By the way, are we sure Brendan didn't miss this Gone Racing because he had the ultimate flub to end last week when he said
that we were going to go to Homestead?
We're going to Homestead.
It's possible. Did you edit that out?
No, I kept that in.
You kept it in?
Oh, God, yeah. Keep everything in.
Well, I guess you kind of had to, considering then we did the promo and made fun of the fact that, and it was the very last word I think he said on the show.
Yep, final word.
Yeah, so Brendan, we're not at Homestead this week.
What's the Michael Waltrip?
But he's in Baja. Oh, I'm at the wrong track. Yeah, I remember those commercials. So. Okay, with that, we digress. So let's get into our driver head-to-heads. And if you don't think Kyle Larson's going to win the championship, then this is the week to go all in on the don't line on Kyle Larson Ryan Blaney is a plus 130 to Larson's minus 150. Byron's plus 170 to Larson's minus 200. Bell is plus 180 to Larson's minus 220. And then the other guys that are in the playoffs, Byron getting a plus number against Ryan Blaney. Bell a plus number 140 against Blaney. Bell a plus number against William Byron at plus 105.
These are real interesting numbers, and if this wasn't a championship race, I'd be all over it. I mean, I guess, like you said, if you don't believe in Kyle Larson just and you want to fade him, you've got some real juicy opportunities. One number I do like is the Tyler Reddick versus Denny Hamlin. I think Tyler Reddick is going to execute Order 66, and that's my Star Wars reference, because Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace are in a Star Wars car this week. So, but Reddick finished second in the spring race. I like that that price. The championship one, man, I believe in Ryan Blaney, but I don't know if I believe him enough to go against Kyle Larson. My heart says Ryan Blaney, but my gut says Kyle Larson.
Well, I would love to see Ryan Blaney win it. I think that'd be fantastic. You know, the one that I kind of like, though, and this is the talking with your head and not your heart here, William Byron plus 125 against Blaney's minus 145. You know, but I guess I'm asking myself, which Byron am I going to get? Am I going to get Byron at Phoenix back in March, or am I going to get Byron at Martinsville last week?
Oh, God, he was awful.
He was awful. I mean, in fact, he was sweating it out on whether or not he was even going to be able to make the Final Four in Phoenix. So,
and that's tough. Like, I forgot about that, because he was saying, screaming all over the radio, and it's like, man, this is the worst car. They completely miss. And that, if you're a William Byron backer, that scares you going into this Phoenix race, that you miss that bad on a go or go home race.
No, you're exactly right. And so, you know, and that's when the pressure's on, right? I mean, who's performed the best under pressure? Well, we saw Larson, Bell, and Blaney all pick up wins when they had to.
And I guess another thing we haven't taken into consideration, like when you handicap the pit crews. Has all these guys' pit crews been great? I mean, was Joey Logano the 1 year, believe the car fell off the jack, it lost him a championship. These pit crews got to be, I mean, one little mistake is going to cost you a championship.
Well, and that's where I get nervous about Bell. Because Bell is certainly, and it's not just Bell. I mean, it seems like the Gibbs guys all year long, they've probably had more mistakes in the pits than any other race team put together. I mean, Denny's are well documented. Ty Gibbs has had issues. Truex has had issues. Bell's had a lot of issues. Bell's had races where I think Bell very easily could have won four or five races this year if not for miscues on the pit road. And now it's not just all on the crew, but some of that has been on Christopher himself. I mean, some of those are mistakes that he's made. So I think there's no question that Bell's a guy who you have to question whether or not the pit crew is going to be as good as it should be. So we'll see. All right, let's get into our group matchups now. Group A is exactly as it should be. Group A, we have the four playoff drivers. And to tell you, the odds for Christopher Bell just keep getting bigger depending upon where you want to bet him. But Kyle Larson is an overwhelming favorite in Group A at plus 165. Ryan Blaney's plus 260. William Byron comes in at 320. And then Christopher Bell, I'm going to remind everybody, Christopher Bell finished second in Las Vegas and probably would have won if it had been one more lap left. And then he followed that up with a win at Homestead, Miami. And then he had a solid run last week. I think he finished sixth or seventh at Martinsville, right? But he's plus 420 to win Group A. It's a big number.
It is a big number. And that'd probably be the only number I take, because I believe, is his odds to win a little bit shorter than that? Or is he at 450, I think, on the odds to win? But either way, I mean, this is a tough, like, I don't know if I want to just bet this group. I just, like, going back to the history, might as well just bet the driver to win the race.
Well, I'm exactly with you. Yeah. I mean, it's 450 to win, 420 in the group. Winning the championship is where his odds actually are the worst. So, I'm with you. I mean, if you're going to roll on Bell, there's some good opportunities on Bell. But 420, Group A, 450 to win the race, I think those are all huge numbers. Okay, Group B is really, really tightly packed after the favorite. Denny Hamlin's plus 245. And then it's just a veteran group here. Truex, Harvick, Logano, all coming in at plus 275.
One driver we can just X out of there is Truex. He has not shown us anything in this playoffs. I think he is just limping towards 2024. What are we going to get for Denny Hamlin after a heartbreaking finish at Martinsville? Had a car capable of winning, but Ryan Blaney beat him out. But this is one where I say Kevin Harvick. Last race, why not? I mean, I really think that Rodney Childress, Stuart Haas, they are going to give Kevin a car that's going to compete up in the front. This would be my pick.
You know, I like Harvick there as well. I really do. I mean, you kind of have to ask yourself, how much motivation does Denny Hamlin have this week? I kind of agree with what you said about Truex. I mean, look, let's just face it. They've had a horrible, horrible playoffs. And Logano, you know, he's got a teammate up there, so he's certainly going to want to run well also. But, again, Logano's got two championships. He's not going to go up there messing things up for anybody. But we know that Joey Logano can run well here. I mean, he's won a championship by winning it at Phoenix before. But I'm with you. I kind of like Harvick there at the plus 275. All right, Group C, Tyler Reddick comes in as your favorite at a plus 220. Brad Keselowski is plus 245. And then we have Chris Buescher and Chase Briscoe moving up into Group C, all at plus 310.
I would say hear me out on Chase Briscoe. I think he finished seventh in the spring race. He won here last year in the spring, right?
He did. He won here in the spring. That got him into the playoffs last year.
310. I like that number. Tyler Reddick's the only driver that kind of scares me. I think Tyler has been on his A game this year. Just missed it out by a little bit, making it the championship four, but. You know, big price on Chase Briscoe. This is his bread and butter track. I like that number.
Yeah, you know, this one here, I like Reddick. Because I just like Reddick here at plus 220. But Keselowski, that guy really, really wants to win a race before the year's over. I don't know.
I would like Brett to win a race because I bet his over on his win total. Yeah,
well.
And it's a half.
It was a half. So, yeah, you.
So all those times he kept finishing second to Chris Buescher, I'm like, just move your teammate out of the way. Let him finish. Come on.
Right.
Do it for Wyatt.
You know, Buescher is a team you got to wonder about, a little bit about motivation. And I have no question about Chris's motivation, but just there's got to be a little bit of a letdown for any team when it's the next race after you've been eliminated. But Briscoe, you're right. Briscoe's kind of an interesting case. You know, he was solid a year ago. He won at Phoenix. He had a lot of good runs. Then this year really kind of struggled, but now he seems to be running a little bit better lately. I mean, we just talked about the fact he got a fourth place finish last weekend at Martinsville. So that's a tough one for me right there. So I don't really know where to go in Group C. I thought I knew, and now I don't know. So I'm kind of on the, what am I going to do here? But we'll see. Okay, Group D, favorite, Ross Chastain, plus 245, Ty Gibbs, plus 255, Bubba Wallace, 285, and Eric Almirola at plus 290.
I like Bubba Wallace. The force is strong with him. Okay, that's the last Star Wars reference. You know, I think Bubba's had, you could say, a real breakout year for himself. I know he hasn't won, but I think he's going to end the 2023 season on a high note. Almirola, I don't know. I know you said it's his final race, but I think it's a little different with Kevin Harvick and Eric Almirola. Kevin Harvick's been phenomenal here. Eric, so-so. Ross Chastain's another kind of driver, kind of like Martin Truex Jr. Boy, they really fell off the last about 10, 12 races and just been running around mid-pack.
Yeah, I kind of think the whole Trackhouse team this year just hasn't been quite, you know, what we saw last year. You know, they kind of came in guns a-blazing first year for that new car, and they just hit on something. And it seems like the rest of the field kind of caught up with them. So I'm kind of with you there.
I still wonder that after that incident at Darlington, when he got talking to by his team owner, Justin Marks, and then Rick Hendrick was talking about how Ross Chastain needs to run better. Did it affect him mentally?
Well, what's the excuse for Suarez? So that's a different story.
Yeah.
So I don't really know about that. Gibbs, I mean, look, a kid wants to get a win. I don't know if it's going to happen. This is just killing me, Wyatt. I'm with you. I'm agreeing with you on Bubba Wallace here.
Ty Gibbs has had a good end to the season. I think, you know, if I had to pick, I think he is kind of going to be the breakout driver next year and have an opportunity to make the playoffs. But he's come on strong and has been, you know, reliable in the betting market.
No, I don't disagree with you. So, okay, we come back on Gone Racing. We got two groups to go. We'll give you our picks and we'll wind up the season from Phoenix.
VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Well, it's the final segment of Gone Racing for the 2023 season. As you can see, that is not Brendan Gaughan. That's Wyatt Tomchek sitting in for Brendan on our final show. Brendan is in Mexico running the Baja 1000. So we pulled Wyatt, who's he is the crew chief on our pit crew, normally behind the glass. So when we're always making fun of the pit crew.
I've been relieved of my duties like 10 races ago.
Yes. He actually made it longer than Josh McDaniels did. So if you, those of you who live in Las Vegas, you'll appreciate what we're what we're talking about. But Wyatt, we're finishing up our group matchups here. We're moving into Group E. Our co-favorites here, Carson Hocevar and Eric Jones, both at plus 265. Austin Cindric at plus 270, along with Austin Dillon.
I feel like this is the group, Jeff, I'm like, I don't really want to touch it. I mean, Cindric has struggled this year. I know he got a big boost with that top 10. Austin Dillon has had a year to forget. Carson Hocevar did a respectable job filling in the 42 car.
It'll be his last ride in this car as he's moving over next year.
Eric Jones, man, he was an interesting case where they struggled mightily the first half of the season. Second half of the season, they got a lot better, but then they had just kind of cruddy luck. So this is a group that I'm like, I'm not going to really touch it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'd stay away from this group. I mean, I think if I had to pick somebody, I like Eric Jones, but it's like Cindric did just enough next week to make me stay with him. Now, I do think this is a Jones-Cindric battle in this one right here, but I just feel like Cindric did just enough last week to scare me away from this group. All right, Group F, A.J. Allmendinger, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the favorites at plus 250, Michael McDowell plus 285, and Harrison Burton at plus 290.
Well, I got to ask, this is going to be Isaiah say something in my ear. What is the paint scheme for Ricky? Because this might determine a bet or not. Because Isaiah Wrinkle, who... Oh, it's a Cheez-It car. I don't know. No, that's a mid car for me. I like Michael McDowell. I've been on McDowell all year long. I think another breakout year we talked about with Chris Buescher. I believe McDowell's from Arizona, right? So this is technically a hometown track?
Yeah, this is his hometown track, and that was one thing I was going to bring up. I like Michael McDowell a lot here. I mean, he's a guy that, he made the playoffs, and, he didn't advance in the playoffs. But McDowell's going to run hard, and McDowell, Phoenix is important to him. Mm. You know, he'll have a lot of family and friends there at the race, and he's a guy who has a great appreciation for his hometown, and I know the Phoenix track really means a lot to Michael. And, you know, Allmendinger is a guy who I think he's a little disappointed he's not going to be back in that cup car next year. He's still going to be with Kolek, but he's probably going to drop down the Xfinity Series. Burton has struggled. Stenhouse has really struggled. I like Michael McDowell here.
I think that's the pick. Harrison Burton, nope, I'm still upset at you for the spring race. Cost the pit crew 14 units.
And Wyatt is not bitter at all, folks. Not a bit.
So. Oh, that and then the California race where Daniel Suarez top three and he finished fourth. I knew that was the year that picture was going to come back and bite us in the butt.
See, you can never look back on stuff like that. You just got to look forward because you're not getting that money back.
Yeah, but I keep running in the wall. I can't look forward. I keep backing up because I keep hitting the wall.
Okay. All right. It's like playing a video game, right? Got you. Okay. All right. And our last bet for this week is the manufacturer prop. This really is kind of come down really to the playoff guys again here. We got Chevy's coming in at plus 100. So basically, you got Kyle Larson, William Byron at plus 100. Ford's at plus 180. Ryan Blaney carrying the banner for those guys. And then Toyota with Christopher Bell carrying the flag there at plus 320. I'm just sitting here saying, why would you bet the manufacturer prop this week? I would rather go and bet Byron and Larson both to win the race, or go pick Blaney to win the race as opposed to picking the manufacturer prop. Yeah. Don't like this at all this week.
Unless you are riding high on Christopher Bell and you think he can win, you're going to enjoy a nice payday with Toyota plus 320. But like Chevy, even money, 180 for Ford, it's just not a very intriguing market this week.
Yeah, I think if you're looking anywhere, I mean, you probably would look at the Chevy guys a little bit. I mean, again, is Chase Elliott going to be able to find his way, you know, to victory lane? I mean, because that's, you know, the other Hendrick car out there. Plus Ford, you know, Logano can run well here. So, and Kevin Harvick, you never know what he's going to do in his final race. So I'd say maybe there's a few other options other than just the playoff drivers on these. But again, I just don't think this is...
Just the way history has shown us. Why bet this? Just go bet the guy to win the race.
No, I would agree with you. All right, real quick, we're going to kind of take a look back at our stats from at the very beginning of the season. We'll go. I'll take a look at mine first. I had my breakout drivers, Bubba Wallace. He had a good year. I don't know if he makes breakout driver. I think if you got to pick a breakout driver, it's Chris Buescher. So probably not as much Bubba Wallace. I would go Chris Buescher. Rookie of the year, Ty Gibbs. It was really between he and Noah Gregson. That was kind of an easy one there. Driver that will disappoint, Austin Cindric. I think was right on the money there. Number of drivers that will win over the course of 36 races. I picked 15.
I have no idea how many we're at.
I don't remember where we're at, but we didn't. We're not far. We didn't get to 15.
You're close.
But my final four, alas, I got one. I got Christopher Bell. He was the only one of the four that I got. We've already talked about the playoff drivers. Brennan and I talked about that when the regular season was over. Had Denny winning the championship. Clearly, I'm not going to be right there. So now we can talk about Brendan's, because in some places he did a little better, and some places he did a little worse.
He did awful. The preseason was awful for Brendan.
Well, his breakout driver was clearly not a breakout driver. That was Austin Cindric. His rookie of the year was Noah Gregson, who did not win rookie of the year. His driver that will disappoint, Martin Truex Jr., I don't think you can say he was a disappointment that he did win the regular season.
Yep.
So I don't think we qualify there. 19 drivers to win. It wasn't even close. Driver with the most wins won zero races this year, Chase Elliott. But his final four, he got two. See, we both agreed on Christopher Bell, but he also had Kyle Larson in there along with Elliott and Joey Logano. But Brendan still has a chance to pick the champion this year, because he did have Kyle Larson.
And I was going to say, for how bad the preseason picks, he could still have the champion and be like, look, I was right.
Well, you're exactly right on that. He could. So, all right, last week.
Is the show over yet?
No. See, that's a great thing here. See, we got like 3.5 minutes left to tell you how we did last week and to give you our final picks for the week.
You guys are joking that we don't look forward to this show. It's like, well, first off, yes, I love this show. The one thing I don't look forward to is your weekly emails to tell how much I sucked on the on the weekend.
Well, yep, that does happen. So anyway, last week, though, I had a couple of big winners last week, picking Ryan Blaney to win Group B and Christopher Bell to win Group C. Brendan, he had a couple of winners as well. He agreed with me agreed with me on Christopher Bell to win Group C. He went one step further than I did and had Ryan Blaney for a top three. And, of course, he brought home the victory there. Rough week for the pit crew. I'll give you guys a little bit of credit. You tried to go for a couple of long balls there, took a couple of big swings with Buescher to win, Byron to win maybe wasn't that big of a swing. Buescher to win was a big swing, and it didn't connect.
Yeah, Elliott ran well. He was up in the front, so a tough one there. William Byron, I knocked that one out of the park. He struggled all race. Buescher got top 10, but yeah, it's just the theme of the season for the pit crew, and we're on to 2024.
Well, and our standings right now, Brendan has got is plus 51.5 units. He's had an incredible year. I'm plus 11.05 units, so I'm guaranteed, even if I get shut out this week, to end in the black figures. And pit crew, rough year.
Yep.
Rough year. I don't think there's any pick you can make to catch Brendan, so it's going to be hard to make.
What's Ty Dillon's odds? 1,001?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So with that, let's get to our final picks of the year.
All right. So for the pit crew, for their final, I hope we go 5 for 5 just to get some momentum going into next year. We've got Ryan Blaney to win at plus 275, Kevin Harvick to win at 13-1. That's just a bet. Kevin's last race, you know, I want to have at least one bet on Harvick and one of his best racetracks. I like the Tyler Reddick over Denny Hamlin, plus 120. Chase Briscoe, who's run well here, has had a win at Phoenix, plus 310. And we talked about it, like what Michael McDowell's done this year. It's a hometown track for him. It's going to mean a lot. I got him to win Group F at plus 285.
Okay, and my picks, I'm going to take that one big swing to try to catch Brendan. One big swing. I'm going to take Chase Elliott to win at 55-1. Then I'm going to go William Byron plus 125 over Ryan Blaney head-to-head, and the rest of my picks will be in the group. So I'm going Kevin Harvick in Group B, Bubba Wallace in Group D, and Michael McDowell in Group F. And I think Brendan's are going to be on the screen. There we are. He's taking Byron to win and Bell to win, Harvick in Group B, Gibbs in Group D, and Austin Cindric in Group E. So there are Brendan's picks. We will tweet out the results once we have them. I'm sure you'll be doing that for us next
sure.
week.
Yeah, sure. I guess I will.
Since you kind of run the Twitter. So who's going to win the championship?
I am going with Ryan Blaney. Big momentum win for him at Martinsville, and I just think that he's hitting on all cylinders at the right time. But I am nervous about Kyle Larson.
I would love to see Ryan Blaney win it. But I think if I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, I think I'm going to go Kyle Larson. So I think that's – it's going to be a great race. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think all four of these guys are certainly capable of winning it.
It's going to be interesting. Let's see. I mean, you know, the big thing is, can we see a non-playoff driver win the race? Or we're going to see – or are we going to have a new champion?
No, you're right. Well, and goodbye to Kevin Harvick, who's had a great career. And goodbye to all of you. We've enjoyed this season. For Brendan, for myself, Wyatt sitting over here, everybody behind the glass, thank you for a great 2023.